This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The Burlington Boys Choir is celebrating 60 years of classical music in Alamance County. Over the years, hundreds of boys between the ages of 9 and 16 years old have learned the joys of classical music because of the choir. The boys perform regular concerts around the state, but they also have an opportunity to sing with local opera companies or symphonies. Last month, the Burlington Boys Choir joined the Greensboro Opera for a production of Paiacci. Most of that choir is here today. Robert Beck, Isaac Blakeney, Tavius Gray, Wesley Marks, Ingram Moore, the McDonald Brothers, Buddy Max and Sam, Karsten Palmer, Sawyer Ward, and Philip Webb, all here, along with Bill Alred, who is the director of the Burlington Boys Choir, who joins us now to tell us more. Bill, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Good to be here. Thank you.
And we're going to hear from a couple of the members today. Wesley Marks, a seventh grader at Haw Fields Middle School in Mebane, and Philip Webb is an eighth grader at Haw Bridge School in Saxbahaw. So tell us a little bit more, because I know you were on before, but give us a brief history of this choir, Bill.
So this choir was started in 1959 by Eva Wiseman. She's a music educator in Burlington. She was inspired by the Vienna Boys Choir, a concert that was held at Elon College, and immediately started her own choir. And because of her influence, both with the schools and in the community, she immediately had a choir of 50 boys. And it stayed large for its main history, for its full history, going to the White House four times, traveling to Europe, even singing for the Pope. And I took over the choir in 94 and have been doing it about 25 years now.
We think about choirs, boys' choirs, kind of all standing at full attention on the stage, looking angelic. But there are times when you can actually perform, and you did with the Greensboro Opera in a recent production of Paiacci. Tell us about that.
Oh, that's very exciting. Well, you know, musicians, we know each other, and David Holly is a friend of mine. He's the opera director at the Greensboro Opera Company. And he said, we need some boys. What your boys, how do they sound? And so he came and heard us, and he said, oh, these guys would be great. And
tell us about the roles too, because they don't stand in one place, right? I mean, they've actually got acting roles.
Right.
In way,
well,
right?
In choir, of course, we have to stand absolutely still,
yeah.
And they didn't have to do that. Yes, we had costumes, which we never do on our own, and we had to learn our blocking on the set. So the boys had a good time doing that.
Pretty cool, Philip. What was it like to be part of an opera?
Well, it was really good opportunity to be a part of an opera, and it's just really great opportunity.
Well, I just wonder what it was like, how different it was to be in costume and not be standing kind of in a group with everybody else and sort of having to learn your steps and your blocking and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I had already known about blocking and stuff like that because I also do theater productions with other theater.
Sure. Other groups. So that was a little bit easier for you.
Yeah, it was easier for me.
And you could also coach some of the other guys in case they got nervous or something.
Yeah, I could coach them.
All right. Well, listen, why don't we hear some music? I think that would be great. Maybe you can tell us a little bit, Bill, about what we're going to hear next.
So we're going to sing a song that a lot of people know, Christmas Time Is Here. It comes from the Peanuts special, you know, Charles Schulz Christmas special, and was written by Vince Guaraldi.
Christmas time is here, happiness and cheer, but for all that children call their favorite time of year, snowflakes in the air, beauty everywhere. Yuletide burn the fireside and joyful memories there. Christmas time is here. We'll be drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such memories through the year.
The Burlington Boys Choir, accompanied by Allison Weiner on the keyboard. The choir director, Bill Allred, is here. Two choir members, Wesley Marks and Philip Webb, are here to talk about their experience. And Wesley, tell me a little bit about what it takes to prepare and how much kind of preparation you have to do to get ready for any kind of performance.
Well, me personally, I sometimes bring the music home and practice with my mom, because she got her major in music when she was in high school. I meant college, sorry.
Mm-hmm. So you do a little bit of practicing there, and does she coach you and tell you to do it again?
Whenever I need help on something, she always helps me figure it out, because she also did piano at that time too, so she knows the notes and knows how to play.
Bill, what does it take for you as the director to get all these voices together?
Well, we rehearse twice a week. Yeah. When I first came, we rehearsed 3 times a week, but I realized I could get more boys to come to choir and stay if maybe we only did it twice. So
You didn't practice at all. You'd have 700 kids.
Exactly. Yeah. But two is, we need the two, definitely need the two. And we rehearse for about an hour. They come and learn about music for the first 15 minutes. We have a workbook we go through, and they learn theory and just reading music and about technique. And then we spend an hour working on the repertoire.
Well, let's hear a little bit of the product. Can we hear another song?
We're going to do Christmas Rejoicing, which uses a tune that a lot of people know as well, In Dulce Jubilo.
Oh, Christians, now rejoice and sing with heart and soul and voice. Give ye heed to what we say. Jesus Christ was born today. Peace be.
The Burlington Boys Choir, accompanied by Allison Wiener from Mahalo Arts on the keyboard. My guest now, the choir's director, Bill Allred. Two choir members, Wesley Marks and Philip Webb. Philip, let me ask you a question, because I know that you have a role coming up. You've got the lead role in an upcoming opera. Tell me about that.
Yes, the opera is called Amant and the Night Visitors, and it's the story of a boy who's crippled and he's got a crutch, and he gets a visit from the three wise men that are taking on their journey to see the Christ child.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. A lot of work?
Yes, yes, it is a lot of work being a lead role.
Wow, that's great. Why aren't you in school right now?
I'm not in school because of this.
Because of this? I got you all out of school? Did I get you all? So good. See, every once in a while, this is the mission. And when I have a moment like this, when I can get a bunch of boys out of school, I feel like I've arrived. I could retire. Bill, tell me a little bit more about the future of this choir, kind of what it's like. How long have you been doing this now?
I've been director for 25 years. I hope that I will make at least 35 and beat my predecessor, the founder.
What kind of traveling do you have to do?
Personally, I'd travel back and forth between Greensboro and Burlington a lot. This choir, though, we do traveling. We're going after Christmas. We're going to go to the Biltmore House and sing for their candlelight tours. We did a tour this summer of eastern North Carolina. We toured Kinston and New Bern, other places on the eastern seaboard. And we have been to Europe before. We have sung, as I mentioned, we've sung for a pope. We've sung for four presidents. So we do a little bit of travel, but that is those big trips. You know, that's an occasional thing.
Will you do another song for us now?
We would love to. Mm-hmm.
The Coventry Carol, arranged by Douglas Wagner, sung by the Burlington Boys Choir and accompanied by Allison Wiener of Mahalo Arts on the keyboard, talking to the choir's director, Bill Allred. They're going to be at Macedonia Lutheran Church in Burlington tonight. They've got a lot of upcoming holiday performances. You can find out about all of them at our website, stateofthings.org. Bill, boys, thank you all so very much for being on the show. I'm going to leave you time to sing us out, but I do want to thank you very much.
We have loved being here. Thank you so much.
And thank you, too, Allison, so much for your great playing. As I said, you can find out more about them at our website, stateofthings.org. The program is produced by Anita Rao, Dana Terry, Amanda Magnus, Grant Hullab-Mormon. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski also engineered the show today. Josie Taurus is our intern. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the music of the Burlington Boys Choir.